Welcome to the Natcha Healing Show. Keep it Natcha, be the Natcha Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter, which is now available on Substack. Now, our guest today is one of my favorite guests, Dawn Dennis. Dawn Dennis is the founder and creator of Living Tree Orchid Essences, and he lives on the lovely Isle of Gea, which is an island right off the coast of Scotland, between Scotland and Ireland.
Very small, very small.
Very small. Okay, lots of cows. Blue sky. Lots of rain.
Lots of wind.
Lots of wind and orchids. And yes, you can find out more about Dawn Dennis and his wonderful work at his website, healingorchids.com. Welcome, Dawn Dennis.
Thank you very much, Catherine. Good to see you again.
Now, I know that here at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio, I've interviewed Dawn Dennis a number of times. So if you love his wonderful message, go back definitely for sure and listen to my other interviews with Dawn. So, Dawn Dennis, what is new with Living Tree Orchid Essences today?
Well, there's two major things that have come along in the last several months. One is that I've begun making combinations again. I had a colleague named Adrian, Dr. Brita Babapule, who for the first 10 years of his involvement, he was kind of just quality control, but he gradually sort of, he's an interesting fellow, very gifted, but he likes to be number one when he's in the room. And so gradually he kind of pushed me aside in terms of my work whenever a combination would need to be made. Adrian passed at the age of 80 last July. And so it was to such a degree that when we had a customer who'd been buying a lot of orchid essences over the last 2 years from us, a woman in her 50s, lives in England. When she said to me in November, Dawn, in a meditation, the orchid beings came to me and said, you have to tell Dawn that he needs to make a new combination for you. And I knew what it was about, but frankly, I was a little uncertain whether I really would succeed in doing something for her, because it had been so long since I'd had full responsibility for making a combination. Now, I also should explain that because we have now over 100 individual essences, the mathematics of it mean that literally there are over 19 trillion possible combinations. When you have 100 ingredients, you can, and you limit any one combination to no more than 10 of them, the maths adds up to over 19 trillion possibilities. And that's a really interesting point to be at. If you've ever heard of Gödel, the fellow, the German mathematician that proved a really, 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 really fundamental thing, and it's simply known as Gödel's proof. We had a maths professor at college who, when he was asked, well, what is Gödel's proof? He replied, Gödel's proof is that work which 200 years from now will be regarded as the intellectual contribution of the 20th century. Okay, so we took him pretty seriously. But Gödel looked at systems of logic that he called rich systems. And to be a rich system, it has to have a certain number of postulates and definitions and so on. So Euclid's Elements of Geometry, is an example of a rich system, okay? Well, I realized back in November that, my goodness, we now have what Gödel would, in a sense, regard as a rich system. If it's got 100 ingredients, then and 19 trillion possible answers, it qualifies for as a rich system. It's kind of like, forget AI. We've got ORCID intelligence, okay? So you can ask ChatGPT all kinds of things, but now we're in a position where, after nearly 30 years of the ORCID essences, we've got a sufficient richness that you can ask them almost any question, and you can get a very deep, rich answer. And so when somebody came along and said, you need to make a combination, the ORCIDs have told me, you need to make a combination. I thought, okay, how am I going to do this? I told her, look, I'll give it a try. I'll do my best. But it took me 3 weeks. I had lined up all the possibilities on the shelf. I went through all 100 individuals and I thought about it. But I couldn't make any headway. And then one evening, as I was stepping out of the shower, suddenly, boom, it was there, like the way that Athena sprung from Zeus's head in the legends, you know, boom, it was just fully grown. I knew immediately it was going to be pushing back the night. It was going to be pure innocence. You can see the morphology, the shape of it is the same. And it would be another member of the same genus and the same group within that genus, Silver Ghost. They all have that quality of hanging down, the separate flowers all from one spike, all hanging down. It just came to me in that flash. And so we made the essence with those three, and it was the customer herself who gave it the name. When I hold that up, does it read backwards or forwards?
For our listening audience, will you speak the name Transcendence?
Yes. So you're able to read that.
Yes.
I'm looking at it. I cannot read it because it's reading backwards in my computer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting the mirror effect. So it's called Transcendence, and what she was looking for. She had about the worst possible childhood that anybody could imagine. Mm. Really, I mean, all sexual abuse of a child is bad, but this was, like, you know, bad in the nth degree of bad. And even in her 50s, she was still working on healing herself. And she'd tried any number of different modalities over the previous decade to heal herself. And she said to me that it was only when she got to the ORCIDs that she felt, now I found something that can really actually heal me. But she kept going forward and back and forward back. She felt like it was one step forward, one step back, and so on. So finally, that's why the ORCID being said to her, get done to make a new combination. And so she wanted a combination that would remove the psychic imprints of that evil from her psyche and so on. And I made two forms of it because I wasn't sure if we needed to add gold to it or not. But this is the second one. It was Transcendence AU, AU for gold, okay? And what she was told when she took them was that it wasn't a mistake that I'd made the two forms of it, because the one with the gold drops, the ORCID beings told her that that helps to focus the energy at a cellular and DNA level. So it's clearing that evil at that level. She said, Don, the combination 100% does what it says on the tin. She was over the moon and she was delighted. I was then surprised that a few weeks later, she called up and said, now I need you to make another combination. What? I thought I'd made the one you need. No, she had another request. Bless her. Really, I'm deeply grateful to her, because if she hadn't made these requests, I wouldn't have gotten back into making combinations. She needed one to address the PTSD that had been left in her body and psyche from from the childhood abuse. And that's an interesting thing about PTSD, that it can reside, it stays with you for, well, some people would say the rest of your life. It certainly stays as long as it needs to until it is healed. So Rona and I worked on this together, and we came up with this combination, reaching light.
All right. Now, Don Dennis, I want to back up and for our audience. So, Dr. Adrian Papapouy, say that real fast.
Papapule.
Papapouly, did I say it right? I
Yep, that second
did.
time.
I'm really proud of myself. He was the founder of a system of healing called TEK. And
Yeah,
those of you who,
therapeutic energy kinesiology.
yes, therapeutic energy kinesiology. And you can find my interview with him both on YouTube and in the archives of the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. So I had the privilege of studying with him in England. That's a whole other story.
Yeah, it would be.
It would be. So, but he worked with Don Dennis on the creation of orchid essences. So for our audience, can you explain one by one the healing properties first of the Transcendence Orchid Essence and the Transcendence AU Essence? So if
Well,
somebody's listening.
I've already said that, Catherine. Okay. That it the transcendence is clearing the negative imprints, the imprints left in the psyche of the evil of the childhood abuse. Okay. And the transcendence AU is clearing it at a cellular level. Okay. And
Fantastic.
she then came back to me after that for a third request. And that was to help people like herself to reconnect with her inner voice, because she said that's what they cut off. They don't want you to connect with your inner voice, with who you are in your connection with divinity, etc. And so again, Rona and I worked on that, and we came up with reconnecting within.
Okay, and you also had mentioned reaching the light. What is that
No,
for?
reaching light, as I did say, for those who are listening, that it's to address the PTSD that is still the post-traumatic stress syndrome that is still in the body from the years of abuse. It's interesting. We had a woman who's 80 years old who would call about once a fortnight, every 2 weeks, because she was troubled by entities troubling her at night. And we tried and tried over again about a 2 year period to help her. And we were able to help, but we couldn't seem to get rid of them. We couldn't really just clear them for her. And then finally, it occurred to me maybe she needed to take Reaching Light, because perhaps there she had PTSD. Maybe she had a kind of imprint from troubled childhood, that kind of like a dog smelling fear can make the dog aggressive. Maybe the entities were being attracted to the leftovers from her childhood, her own childhood trauma, the 80-year-old woman. So she got a bottle of Reaching Light, and then the week following, she called up to say, "They're gone.
We're good. Cool.
They're gone." And that's amazing. It's been a month and we haven't heard from her, and that's the first time that's happened. Also, with the first customer, with the one that asked me to, "You've got to make a new combination." I'd been talking with this woman in her 50s probably at least once a week for the best part of a year. And then finally in February, I spoke with her and I said, "How are you doing?" And she said, "I'm very well." I was stunned because I'd never heard her say that before. And she said it again a few days later. And she's currently off traveling in Central America, which was almost just beyond belief. Where she was even a few months back, she could not have taken that, a journey on her own.
Yes,
So
I think
that's
I
been a
know that.
major.
Yeah, I think I know the client. I was the first person to refer her to your
Yeah,
orchidist.
and I'm sure that she's really grateful to you for doing that. Now, then on reflection, on reflecting on what the client had benefited from, I have to say, interesting thing that came about is that pushing back the night is an orchid that is in more of our combinations than any other. So I then found myself thinking, well, if pushing back the night, which hangs down like that, if that orchid can be an enhancer for almost any of so many of the other orchid essences, then what about these two? What about Pure Innocence and Silver Ghost? And so I began just trying out what would happen if you took those two and combined them with some of the other orchid essences. Now, I also was having conversations with our distributor for China, a wonderful woman named Annie Wang in Chengdu, and she had a very strong feeling that there was something special about this pair, these two orchids, that they seemed to work really well. So I mixed those two bulbophyllums, the Pure Innocence and Silver Ghost, with an essence we have called Source of Life. Source of Life by itself is almost anybody a very subtle essence that has a cleansing effect on the root chakra. Okay, well, combined with the other two with those other two bulbophyllums, and we're calling it Pure Source. For me, it gave me the most powerful experience of the lower abdominal energies, and I'm not talking sexual, just simply lower abdominal energies, stronger than I've ever experienced in my life. I felt a contraction and spiral energy going down from sort of below, behind and below my navel, right down to the root chakra. I felt the best way I can describe it is that I felt like I was a woman in childbirth. The contractions were of that strength.
And
And it
that
went
was
on for
the
15 minutes, and it went on the next day when I took it again. That astonished me.
so and Don Dennis, just for our audience, so that was the new Pure Source orchid essence, correct?
And then
And
I tried again with a different one. Secret Wisdom is a beautiful essence that our friend Peter Tad had remarked years ago when he looked at it, that this was an enlightened being, a fully realized enlightened being, this orchid. Almost anybody, though, taking it only experienced the profound stillness of it, like a rock solid stillness. So I tried combining it with the two bulbophyllums, and we're calling it Pure Wisdom. And sitting in a room by myself with my eyes closed when I took the drops, I heard the orchid being speak to me. That is the orchid being of secret wisdom. I'd never heard it before. Words clearly, male voice. It's been a long while. That's what it said to me. And he was right.
So Don Dennis, before you go on, so what is the new essence that empowers people to reconnect with their inner voice? What's the name of that?
Reconnecting within.
Reconnecting within. And with
There it
that,
is.
let's take a break and let's listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. We're listening to Don Dennis, the founder and creator of Living Tree Orchid Essences. We'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Don Dennis, so we're talking about the very exciting process of you creating new combination essences, source of life, pure wisdom, pure source, reaching light, reconnecting within, transcendence and transcendence AU. That's a lot of new essences.
Oh, that isn't all of them.
Okay, so tell us more. So what are your other new essences?
For example, we combined radiant courage with not just pure innocence and silver ghost, but also pushing back the night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so that's like transcendence plus radiant courage.
And for our listening audience, the name of that essence is transcendence.
Transcendent spirit.
Mm-hmm. And what is that about?
Oh, that's a good question. And I don't have a full answer, but it's a wow. Okay. <It's>, okay. I'd rather leave that because I can't quite bring it back to mind. But what I want to say is that the very interesting thing is that those two bulbal phylums, silver ghost and pure innocence, what I realized was that it's almost as if there's the possibility of taking all the 190 essences or so in our range and doubling it. That there's, I kind of felt like after 27, 28 years of making the orchid essences, it was kind of like I'd crossed the Himalayas. And it was like, yeah, that was a long trek and a lot of work, but boy, the views are incredible. And then I get out there and there's suddenly a whole nother mountain range. It's like there's a whole nother, nobody told me this. There's a whole nother mountain range, just the same size as the Himalayas, to explore. Okay. So I'm excited about that. But I don't want to do it mechanically. I don't want to just, okay, essence number one, add essence number two, add it. I'm just trying out with the ones that I'm drawn to at this point. But I would emphasize that if I were to cack it tomorrow, I want to highlight that there's an awful lot of exploring to be done. I've always felt that 25 years is really insufficient. It's enough time to do the groundwork for exploring the possibilities with the orchid essences. And then a whole nother chapter has opened up, okay? Because back in January, I thought to myself, well, okay, now that I'm back at making combinations, I want to make a combination that enables somebody like me to sleep at night. Somebody like me who is electrosensitive and maybe doesn't have a great ability to sleep. I have all my life looked at with envy at anybody who said, oh, I just put my head on the pillow and I'm out. Oh, really? How do you do that? Doesn't happen to me. And Wi-Fi and 4G and 5G and 6G and who God knows what else crap they're going to throw at us. It all interferes with the sleep of people like you and me, I believe.
Yes.
I used to live in a house where we didn't have any Wi-Fi at night. I now live in a house where there are teenagers and early 20-somethings, and they insist upon it. They want to be playing their video games and so on until 1 in the morning. And so I set myself this ambition, and it's an ambitious project. As soon as I said it, I kind of semi-realized that it meant that I needed to explore gemstones and mineral essence making, because as fascinating and fabulous and extraordinary as the orchids are, I don't feel that they've got the answer to this problem. It's the wrong vibration. It's kind of like, let's say you want to hit you're a boxer and you want to hit somebody in the chest, but your gloves only allow you to punch them in the head. It's kind of like that. The organs are punching too high. We need
Right.
something that goes boom down at the soul. So
Don
lately.
Dennis, here at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio, I literally did an entire radio show about shungite. And shungite is a gem that is very helpful for protecting people from EMFs, right? So we did an entire show on that. And I see that you have created a shungite essence. So tell us about the shungite essence and, how it helps with protect against EMFs and
We
other
made
healing
the shungite
properties.
essence a few years ago, and the first night after I made it, I sipped the mother tincture, had a teaspoon of the mother tincture, and I slept like a rock. I mean, it was astonishing. I had a full 8 hours of sleep, and I was astonished. Now, the difficulty is that what I realized is that it was clearing an accumulation of EMF stress from my body and psyche. But it's kind of like going to the dentist and they clean your teeth. That doesn't mean you're not gonna, all my teeth are clean and I don't need to worry about my clean teeth needing to be cleaned ever again. No, it's not quite like that. It's really powerful, and there's a technique that I will describe in a few minutes, that where shungite ends up being really hugely helpful. But I'm because of time constraints, Catherine, I'm gonna just run through this. I couldn't find the piece of black tourmaline that I used to have. So I got this wonderful piece from an Etsy seller in Gujarat. And it is a wonderful piece, and I feel very fond of it, because the day it arrived, I put it straight into water with sea salt dissolved into it, let it so soak in that for about 10 or 12 hours. Then I dried, took it out of the salt water and rinsed it, and then dried it and left it on a bench for overnight. And when I came in the following morning, I took a look at it from about 4 feet away, and it said, "Hi." I'd never heard a gemstone speak to me, but this was a voice. I heard that word. It was a male voice, kind of on the high side, male, friendly, saying hi. I had not expected that in the slightest. Now, I mentioned the black tourmaline because black tourmaline has a similar effect to shungite. For that is, if people take the essence, they're almost certain to sleep really well that night. I gave drops to a friend here on the island a few days ago at about 6 o'clock in the evening, and she slept 9 hours solid. She was blown away. She said, I can't remember when I've last slept 9 hours solid. It was like, no way. But the only problem is that you can't just take either shungite or black tourmaline day after day after day and continue to get the good night's sleep. It doesn't work that way, because they're both clearing this accumulation of electromagnetic crap that's built up in the body. So they're both really, really good at clearing that. Another one that's good in a different way, I don't even remember when I bought this lovely piece of smoky quartz, but it's been here for years. This is a superb essence for getting rid of nasties. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
And you're referring to negative spirit attachments.
yeah. And I mean to say, almost any kind of nasty. My 14-year-old son Mark really hurt his shin bone badly last week, falling on a tractor. And I was drawn to Dribble. Instead of using an ordinary kind of what do you call it, sanitizer, I sterilizer. I simply dropped about 10 drops of smoky quartz essence on it, which was a little painful for him because the alcohol. But anything that would have been sterilizing would have been, and it quit. He felt so much better when I checked in with him an hour later, and his wound healed really, really, really well and quickly, much, much more quickly. And oh, and also it had swelled from the bang, and that swelling within the hour dropped down really by more than half. So that was
Now,
good. That was interesting.
Don Dennis, as you know, many people all over the world are big fans of gem and crystals and minerals for healing purposes. There was even a really good article in the Wall Street Journal, no, it was the Washington Post, about scientists gave, this is a funny story, gave crystals to a group of monkeys
Oh, I saw that.
and
Yeah.
ate, and
And they didn't want to give them back.
they didn't want to give them
In
back.
fact, some of them they didn't give back. The scientists never found some of the crystals.
Yeah,
Yeah, that was a fascinating article. Oh,
and it,
really fascinating.
yeah, as he as a healer, I mean, I've got so many crystals, it's like I can't even name them all, right? I wear them, I have them all over my healing room and use them for various healing properties. And there's also healing tools made from crystals.
Can
And you're
I just, I want to jump in at this point because,
I have a question for you. So the
okay.
question is, what is the difference between wearing healing crystals and taking the gem essences internally?
So that's the point I want to jump on.
Okay, we're on the same track.
I prefer the drops far and away. And I'll explain why. Many years ago, oh God, like nearly 50 years ago, I came upon a beautiful specimen of a phantom quartz. And when I walked out of the shop with it, I had accompanied my parents to some fancy shop in London. And when I walked out of the shop with it, it was in a box in a bag. I felt it was happy. It was so happy that I had bought it and not some wealthy person who was going to use it as a paperweight. A few years later, when I was married, a friend had suggested to me that my wife and I should meditate by sitting together with this phantom quartz. It's a large one, about the size of a grapefruit, with our hands on it. Okay. About 20 or 30 seconds into doing that, I felt this jolt of energy up from the crystal up my arms. It fried me. I couldn't sleep for over the first 2 nights after. It really set me back. And it was because I was in a delicate state at that point. I was not well, and it set me back. The orchid, physical orchids, like that, they will pack a punch on occasion. 99.9% of the time when you've got them around, you don't need to worry, right? But occasionally, that one in a thousand moment will come about where the power of a crystal emerges suddenly, and I don't see the safety mechanism around it. The individual crystal won't have the inherent safety. The kind of experience that I had with that phantom quartz 30, 35, 40 years ago, I would never have from taking in the drops of an essence made with that same quartz.
And why
Okay.
is that? Because one of the things, and we can go have a whole discussion about crystals, but one of the things about crystals is you need to clear the energy in them, right?
Yeah.
And they can be programmed, right? So
Okay.
that's a whole other.
Yeah, I know there are people that's a people do that. I'm not a fan of the idea. My that to me feels wrong.
Or another way of putting it is bless them for specific purposes.
Well, then go find a specific crystal that is already by nature wanting to do that. I'm sorry. For me, that's an ego trip. Oh, I'm going to tell this crystal to do. No, I don't want that. For me, that's really disrespecting the crystal. And I'll bring you to a very interesting example of that in a moment. So basically, okay, so my vote is for essence form because I feel there's an inherent safety element in taking the essence, taking the gemstone energy as essence drops. Okay. I've got a lot of respect for crystals, and I just feel that's better. Also, as essence drops, it means, I mean, how are you going to wear that around your neck?
He's for our listening audience, Don Dennis is holding up a huge black tourmaline, right?
It weighs about 2 kilos
Yeah.
or close to 1.5 kilos.
Don Dennis, before we get carried away, we have to
Yeah.
take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, orchid flower essence fan, raving fan, crystal fan. And Don Dennis, founder and creator of Living Tree Orchid Essences, will be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked. Drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Don Dennis, as you know, so many people who respond really well to the orchid flower essences are highly sensitive people. And then you're talking about how you would rather use a gem essence rather than the stone itself. So tell us more about that.
So that's primarily because of the inherent safety of taking it in essence form. Okay. Another element of it is that to find a really good specimen of, say, black obsidian, that's not easy, at least not easy for most people. And if you want to have 20 or 30 different gems to wear, you're going to be spending a lot of money. or to have around your house, it's going to cost a lot. The only way that I can kind of justify the fact that I spent £185 buying that black tourmaline from an Etsy seller in Gujarat is that I need a good specimen to make an essence. And for example, this, do you know that stone?
So that would be sugilite?
Yeah, sugilite.
Yes.
Professor Sugi in Japan found it in 1944. Little piece like that is not cheap.
So
I bought a cheaper, smaller piece. And as soon as it arrived, I thought, well, I'm not able to really make an essence with that. It's like, how do you make an essence with a thumbnail of a mineral stone?
Okay, so Don Dennis, let's talk about the healing properties of
Or
some of
just
the
call me Don.
Don. Okay. So a lot of our audience are going to be like, okay, I know I'm a sensitive person. So what is the healing properties of the sugilite essence that you made?
We are just over the last few days exploring it. It's freshly made. I guess I've made about a dozen, well, 10 or 11 gemstone essences over the past 5 or 6 weeks. Because what I'm doing is I'm trying to line up the possible ingredients for my combination to help with sleep. Okay. And along the way, I mean, sugalite, I can tell you that our initial findings are that it's lovely, it's gentle, it's beautiful, but it's also profound. So it acts on the heart chakra, but also acts on the solar plexus. It depends. And there's different ways to take it. I mean, for example, a really interesting point to use topically is what Peter Tad called the Pluto point, right up here, just in the middle top
And
of the
for our
forehead.
listening audience, Don Dennis is pointing to his widow's peak on the top of his forehead, right where his
Yeah,
hair.
so where your hairline meets the top of the forehead and right in the middle. It's a tiny little point, and it's a receptor that Peter called the Pluto point. Drop a drop of an essence on that, and it can be profound. So,
And going back for our audience, would that be orchid essences or the gem essences or all of them? I have them.
either. So, good places for topical application if you don't want to take the alcohol orally. But also, there are other reasons for just doing topical application. The byway point, which is 2 finger widths behind the center of the top of your head, you could drop on the third eye. You could drop in the throat chakra or the heart chakra, solar plexus, etc. Topical application is very good, but I'm leading to something else in just a moment. About a month ago, as I was making ice cream all day. My wife is a dairy farmer, and it was a day when I needed to make ice cream. And so all day long, I'm in the kitchen here making ice cream, and I kept hearing malachite. It was like one of those earworms that, I wouldn't get out. It was malachite. And about every hour, couple of times, I would hear malachite. It was just like, come on, anything else? No, ma for 9 or 10 hours, it went on. Finally, at 8 o'clock in the evening, I heard it again. And okay, what the hell is malachite for? And so I looked it up online, and sure enough, it's one of the gemstones that they talk about helping with protecting against electromagnetic radiation. So I ordered what turned out to be 3 pieces of malachite because malachite comes in various forms. And okay, so. When 2 of the what are called fibrous malachite pieces arrived from a UK supplier that I've dealt with for many years, the instant that the box opened up and I saw it, I knew that was the piece to make the essence with. And it's just a gorgeous piece of malachite.
And
Okay.
so for our listening audience, it's this beautiful green gemstone.
Yeah.
Yes. Now you have
And
made two essences for malachite. What are the healing properties of each one?
well, I no, let me.
Keep
I
going.
would say we're still exploring what the stalactite malachite form is, which I made first. Okay. I would say it's more internal, maybe physical. But this one that I just showed, which is technically referred to as the fibrous malachite. It's like lots of little short fibers joining up and sticking out and so on. Catherine, what I would say is that it is, after nearly 30 years in the flower essence field and experiencing many extraordinary essences over this time, malachite takes the cake. Yeah, it is profound beyond words. Now, we had used a piece of malachite to make one of our element orchid essence series, the wood element. But Adrian and I never really explored malachite as an essence. Technically, Rona noticed online concerns about making malachite essence because if you use water that is at all acidic, it would be interacting with the copper ions that form malachite. Fortunately, we use volvic, which is pH 7.0 to 7.5. So it's either completely neutral or ever so slightly alkaline or base. So we also got test strips to test for copper ions in water supply and came up very clear that there's no copper ions in our essence that we made with the malachite. In fact, I kind of feel that the negative press that malachite gets as an essence is probably misinformation put out by dark forces like lawyers and so on, because it is a life-changing essence. It's, you know, William Blake talked about seeing the universe in a grain of sand. Well, I now really genuinely have a sense of what he meant by that, because each of us that have experienced this essence, it's like the universe is in that bottle. And it's not simply the physical universe, it's also the universe in its utter profoundness and divinity. And it's there. It's there in the bottle. If I did nothing more, I feel I could die happy knowing that I helped make that essence come into the world. It's not to be taken lightly.
Yes.
Sorry. I'm busy, Stuart.
Okay. So
yeah, I know.
As we conclude our interview,
there's something more to tell you.
Okay. Yeah. So final summary. Yes.
Do you know about the use of transmitting essence energy by phone?
No. So summarize that because we're at the end of our.
Yep. Really quickly. You have a photo of somebody. You can place a drop of an essence, gem essence, orchid essence, say on their heart chakra or their brow chakra or above their head to address things in the higher chakras. You leave it on the photo sitting flat on a table for 15 to 20 seconds and then wipe it away. Doesn't matter whether they're next door or whether they're in China, the transmission is instantaneous and profound and powerful.
You've been
and
listening.
It works with dogs too.
Very, very, we definitely have to speak again. You've been listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, raving fan of orchid essences made by Don Dennis. And you can find out more about me at katherinekerrigan.com and unlimitedenergynow.com. While you're there, sign up for my newsletter, which is available on Substack. Our guest today, Don Dennis, founder and creator of Living Tree Orchid Essences. And you can find out more about Don Dennis and his wonderful work at his website, healingorchids.com. And remember, when you want to heal yourself at deep levels, clearing out the vibrations of old trauma, definitely turn to Healing Orchids. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.